I'm Bill Radke. Last week on this show, NPR interviewed an Asian American director named Justin Lin, and they discussed his new film and the issue of race in Hollywood. And it all sounded very important, except this new movie is Fast and Furious 6, a fifth sequel of a shoot 'em up and hit the gas action franchise starring something called Vin Diesel.
That, in my opinion, qualifies it more so, Bill.
This is David Chen, by the way, editor-at-large at slashfilm.com. Hey, David.
How are you doing, Bill?
How important really can it be?
You know, Wesley Morris at the Boston Globe once wrote that this is kind of a post-racial film or a post-racial series of films in the sense that race kind of disappears in the Fast and Furious franchise. Now, you may call the action scenes ludicrous and the dialogue
laughable.
By the
way, ludicrous is one of the stars of the movie.
Yes. Pun not intended.
Yeah.
You may call the plot laughable, the dialogue cringeworthy, but in the end, right, what we can say about this movie is that the race and the races of the people kind of disappear, right? You don't even notice that you have Asians and Hispanic people and black people and white people all working together to achieve the goal that humanity has tried to achieve since the beginning of time, which is driving fast cars.
And why is that important, that race is just a fact of life in these movies?
Well, first, let's start from the premise that for a lot of people, myself included, race is a fact of life. You know, that I'm an Asian and I feel like I blend in well with my different racial brethren around here. But when I see Asians on film, it's typically in stereotypical roles. The computer/math nerd Asian character, the kung fu, you know, gunslinging Asian from John Woo films. Recently, there's kind of the wacky Asian, the crazy out of control Asian, like Ken Jeong in the Hangover films. And it's rare that you kind of just see an Asian character and the fact that he's Asian goes unacknowledged. The fact that he's Asian is not an important part of the story. When for many of us, right, like the fact that we're Asian is not that important. It doesn't impact us as much as what else is going on around us. And so to see characters on screen that are the same race as us, you know, that where their race is just totally accepted and they're kind of the same people trying to do the same thing, whether regardless of what race they are, that's kind of powerful for a lot of people. And I think it explains why, you know, for this series of films, it's very popular overseas. According to the LA Times, 32% of the people that saw Fast and Furious 6 this weekend were Latino. It's popular for a lot of different people because they see the same thing, I think, that I do, which is a character of their race just doing what everyone else on screen is doing without any special acknowledgement of that fact.
Why else is Fast and Furious, the franchise, so vastly popular?
Well, I think the action is just spectacular. You know, you don't, it's like music. Action scenes in movies are the universal language, right?
Right.
You don't need to really have a grasp of English to understand that what you're seeing in front of you is spectacular, right? You've seen the film, Bill, right? Have you seen the film?
I saw number 6 because I knew I was going to talk to you about it. I had not seen 1, 2, 3, or 5. I'm not sure anyone's ever done that in the history
You're
of movie
You're the first
going.
Person to see a part 6 without seeing any of the previous segments.
Right.
And what did you think of it?
I'm 47 years old. The 31-year-old inside me thought it was sort of silly, but that left a 16-year-old that had a great time.
Yeah, I mean, it was spectacular fun.
I thought it was going to make me feel old. It actually made me feel young because I thought, oh, this is still really fun to me.
Right, exactly right. Exactly right. And, you know, Fast and Furious 6 and all the films that Justin Lin has directed, he's directed 4, 5, and 6, I feel like, get a really good sense of pacing in action films, right? A lot of action films forget that you got to ramp things up. You know, you got to start small, in this case, with a combination Formula One racing car and speed ramp, and conclude big. And in this case, the climax was spectacular. It was, you know, like 20 minutes long. And let me just say, for those who have seen the movie, it is one long runway.
David Chen is editor-at-large for the movie blog slashfilm.com, and he's the co-host of a podcast called The Tobolowsky Files. He mentioned that extremely long runway. Yes, indeed. In the final stunt of Fast and Furious 6, the good guys try to keep an airplane from taking off. And fortunately for them, it has a long, they have a big window. A website called Vulture.com calculated that this runway must have been 29 miles long, roughly eight times as long as the world's longest actual paved airport runway. This is KUOW 94.9 Seattle.